Welcome to episode 229 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In last week's show, you heard me talking through a series of images as I shot them down by the water's edge. Well, this time around, you join me as I revisit that area, taking advantage of the foggy conditions which I really needed in order to capture specific feature article pictures. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 229. It's 8:15 in the morning, and I am almost at the same location as I was in a previous episode of the podcast, where, if you remember, I was photographing the first light over the water with some fishing boats and all that sort of thing. Well, the sunrise is supposed to be about 8:10 this morning, and as I stand here looking across the water, or the approach to that area, it is just fog, which is great, because that is exactly what I've been waiting for. If you also remember from the previous recording when I was here, it was actually foggy conditions that I was really hoping for, because they were suitable for an article which I'm putting together. So it's kind of a take two today, and it just means that it gives me a few options for that piece. It also means that... I've got options for pictures for other pieces which cover a different topic, but they are concerned with winter and sort of dealing with conditions like this, or looking for details and all that sort of thing. So what I'm doing is I'm just lining up a shot. I had been all ready to take pictures, but the quick release mechanism on my tripod that I had decided this was the best time, having got up early and what have you, to lock up. So I've just grabbed a second tripod. Always good to have a spare. This is my trusty Manfrotto 055 Pro B. It's the original one from some 20 odd years ago, something like that. So I've just grabbed that. It's a bit heavier, but that's not a bad thing today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my backpack back on my back, and that's got my photography gear in, and I'm just lining up a shot where there's a tree, and I'll talk about the camera setup in a moment. There's a tree at the edge of the water with some cottages in the distance, and the fog had been just covering, just encapsulating the buildings in the background but not the tree. Then it sort of started to get too much, so I was kind of cursing that I'd missed the shot. Now it's kind of cleared again a bit, which is nice. So what I'm doing, I've got my D800. Oh, hang on, someone just coming by. Bear with me. Morning. Okay, so I've got my Nikon D800 with 80 to 200 mm lens. I'm using an ISO of 100 because the camera is on a tripod. There are ducks and various things like that floating around on the water, but we're going to see, there's not a lot of movement. We're going to see how this setup works on there. So I'm just going to line up the shot. I'm focusing on that tree, fine-tuning. Like I said, I didn't have a chance to sort of get this set up to begin with. I'm going to go f5.6, and if I'm lucky, the chap that just walked by is going to be in my frame. So let's see. I'm just going to switch the ISO to 400. There we go. I'm going to get a quick shot here, 20th of a second if I can capture it. There we go. That's really nice, really minimal. I think, do you know what, that was two frames you heard there. And I've got a bird flying. Didn't capture the movement of the bird. Well, I showed, oh, there we go. So, yeah, the bird flying is, sort of, there's movement in there, so that's fine. A little bit bright on that exposure. It was at plus 0.3 of my exposure compensation. That's what I usually leave my camera set up to, you know, at all the time. So I'm just going to grab a quick shot. The chap is just in the background. I don't think I'm going to quite... If he just moves across... Here we go. No, I think he's just out of frame. So 40th of a second now. Let's just review those. I can always bring the exposure down, of course. Always bring the exposure down in post-production. That's okay. I might think about cropping in just to see. Yeah, that's nice. I could, actually. I'll zoom in a bit more because that there was set up at a focal length of 135mm. So I had a bit of leeway still. So I'm just going to recompose. That's nice. The ducks are not moving too much. Just a little bit too tight catching the top of the tree there. And do exactly the same thing. Recompose there. There we go, let's try that. So I'm just playing around with cutting out certain elements. There's a building to the left of the tree, which I kind of don't particularly want in, but the shot becomes slightly sort of imbalanced. There are also some, there's a street lamp there, and I really wish it was still on, because that would just set it off nicely. But never mind. Never mind. So, lock the camera right up. Focus is locked. I'm going to go on to my self-timer now, so I don't jog the camera. And I'm going to take a shot. It's giving me a 60th of a second now. Ah, that's nice. I'm just going to zoom in, check the details of that tree. Nice and sharp. That's lovely. The birds on the water. A nice little bit of movement. I don't mind the movement, actually, because I'd rather have a little bit of movement and keep the ISO lower, I think. There we go. Okay, I think that's just about it. Just going to go... pan over to the right to see if I can see any other details, because there's something in the distance and someone just about to walk her dog. If I dog past me, if I stop talking, here we go. Bear with me. Morning. Sorry. That's right, no problem at all. I don't think it's going to be getting any lighter particularly at the moment, so okay, so bit fortuitous. That lady is just about to, in a minute, walk into the frame. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to recompose on the shot that I had, and I can see where it would be really good if she appeared. She's got two dogs, and they're quite large dogs, so they're going to appear a good size in the frame. Okay, lock that up, lock the focus. Now, if I'm quick, I could have got my shutter release so that I'm not going to jog the camera. As it is, I'm going to have to take the risk because the self-timer is going to be too slow to capture her, I think. So, here we go. See if I can do this without jogging the camera. There we go. That's nice. Do you know what? I think I've got it. I think I've got it. One of those frames has her walking her dogs. That's it. I think maybe the first frame. And it's pretty much sharp. Lovely. Good. Okay, so quick scout across, as I say, to that other potential picture over to the right. It's a line of cottages. Really... dropping off into the fog now. Yeah, that's okay. So I'm going to lock up the frame. And say, these shots actually were not what I came to get. I'll just do one shot. Someone else going to come along. Self-timer on this one. There we go. That's looking nice. I'm just going to move for this man. Hello there. Oh, either way, that's right, it's not taking a picture at the moment. Thank you. It's lovely, isn't it? There we go. So I reckon we're going to do one more shot there, and then we'll move on. Lovely. Okay, so like I was saying, I think, these shots I've just taken were not what was in my mind. This is just on the approach to the shots that I want to get. Basically, where there were the fishing boats and little private tender boats there, I was really hoping to have them sort of appearing out of the mist or out of the fog. On the occasion that I was here last, that wasn't the case. Now, today, I could have been up a bit earlier, and like I say, I was here earlier, and then equipment failure kind of stepped in. But it looks as though, because of this fog, it doesn't seem to be getting any brighter particularly. Well, the ducks are rather lively this morning. It doesn't look as though I'm going to necessarily be missing any shots because I'm that much later. I'm not too worried about colour in the sky with all this fog, unless the sun really breaks through, which it'll more likely will be after I have moved on, because I've got to be done basically by 9 o'clock this morning. I have other commitments. Hopefully I'll still get the shots that I want. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause it there. I'm going to set up for the next shot, and I will catch up with you when I'm in that position. Okay, so I'm in position where I was the other day, with these sort of wooden structures that are up on the what do we call it? Sort of the jetty, that sort of thing. But there's this sort of there's this sailing club sort of hut which I use for sort of when they're kind of watching over races and things, and then people always walk around this area. So I'm just, there's a lady with walking her dogs, and the lady that I saw previously, other people always as they pass by this area. So I'm just setting up, I've got the camera set up with the quick release. Oops. Sorry, I'm just trying to concentrate on this shot. So people are walking right in the frame. There we go. I've got it set up with the electronic release. Really nice reflections. Fog all around. Morning.
Morning.
Who's getting the most exercise?
Me, I hope.
That's all good. It's all good.
The problem is he stopped and has run faster than me.
Yeah, quite. And this is what happens. You get people wanting to say hello, and I kind of missed a couple of shots just now just because of this. People have passed by that point now. The lady has decided with her dogs not to go that far, which is a shame, but there are other people there. Because of that man chatting to me that's just come here, I didn't get a chance to really level the shot up, but I can do that afterwards. The lady is just coming back. I'm on 160th of a second at f5.6. I'm actually going to just go to 6.3, just to give me a little bit. Oh, there's seabird flying through, that's nice. What I'm trying to do is frame this lady and her dogs between those pillars. Now she's just going off to one side, so what I'm going to do is recompose quickly. There you go, buff. One more, just giving me options. That's really nice. That's good. Within there, I've got one shot that I can use. That's really good. So what I'm going to do, this fog is, well, it's really quite interesting. It's really, really low tide at the moment. It was, it's lower than it was the last time. Low tide, I gather, was 5, if we're being absolutely precise, 5:38 this morning. And so, it's well out now. Not a lot of colour here. A lot of these shots, I would imagine, would work better in black and white. So I'm actually, in one or two of my features, I do allude to the fact that black and white can be a very good medium, when you're working with minimal sort of shapes and not a lot of colour and details and what have you. So, there are options here. There's a couple walking their dog. I'm going to get one more shot here. 125th, f6.3. Dog is right ahead. Come on. Just got it in the frame. So I've got a shot with the dog and one without. It with this shot, it's the repetition that makes a difference. So we've got these wooden structures, we've got people full stride reflections, really nice. So I'm going to move on now. Bear with me a second. Right then. Getting there.
Yeah, well done.
Actually, what I'm going to do is just frame up, just because I can, because I'm here and there's no one coming around through the scene. I'm just going to get that sailing hut without any people. There we go. Really nice minimal shot. Morning. Just going to recompose a little bit because I don't want to lose any of that lovely reflection. So I'm going to balance the picture actually off so that the horizon line is in the top third of the frame. There we go. That's looking good. Just frame that up. Let's have a quick look. Morning. This is always the thing. When you're photographing fog, is you have to sort of take a second glance at the picture to think, well, is that in focus? Because I always think, oh, I haven't caught the focus on that. But it's just where it's soft. That's all. Got some seabirds flying through. There we go. Right. I'm going to go wider on this shot. Because there's something in the water, which is interesting. Bear with me. Morning. So, I can just see people walking through the frame. It's good. We've got extra detail in this shot. Waiting for these people again. I'm still on this sailing hut thing because I multiple shots because of the way people are walking. That's really nice. So just to explain this shot, I've pulled back the focal length to where are we here? Focal length 130mm. There's a marker sticking up out of the water. It's really quite calm, this water, and so that's that balance in the sort of, using the rule of thirds, that's sort of in the bottom right-hand-ish corner. At diagonally across to the top third of the frame, around about what would be in about 11 o'clock, that angle is the sailing hut. To the left of that, some people strolling, some buoy markers in the water as well, in the distance. It's just really nice. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish that shot. If the fog had rolled in really close, given that it's low tide, I'd probably walk down onto the where some of these little tender boats are, sort of high and dry, because that would be really good going close, maybe with a wide angle. But it's just not going to capture enough. It's not going to capture enough drama as it is at the moment. And in fact, I don't think I'm going to get the shot looking across in the direction that the sunrise would be, as I was last time. I don't think I'm going to get any shots that are going to really do what I want. And the fog is sort of heading out to sea a little bit now. So, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Just passing someone. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk a little bit longer. Let me just check my timings. Where are we at this point? Okay, so I've got, realistically, I've got maybe 20... morning. 20, 25 minutes, something like that. You see, there's a chap running along there with a bright yellow hat and blue jacket, but he was going the wrong way. The background was too cluttered, and it would have just been a nice shot, but no. One of those things. This is the trouble. You kind of try to find the shots, and you have to react quickly. Now, I've just stopped because if you listened to the previous episode and you remember me talking about a red or terracotta like fishing boat, that's obviously moved from where it was the previous time. But that is kind of just, it's got its anchor down, it's just at a position just beyond the kind of mud flats, as it were. The background gradually drops off. It's not super foggy, but I'm going to try and get a quick shot here and then maybe see if I can sort of just head around. There was a bridge not far from here, which I was thinking I might try and photograph, but I'm not sure it's really going to work as I was thinking. And given that I've only got about 20-25 minutes to be done and heading back, I'm really not sure that that's going to be possibility. So I'm just going to go to this little fishing boat. Let's see. As you can probably tell, this is another one of those days where I've just kind of working really quickly, really stealthy, apart from now when it's quite relaxed and I can sort of just line up a shot. Oh, my glasses and my viewfinder are starting to fog up a bit. Now, just going to get a quick shot here because there's a lovely line of birds all feeding in the foreground, just framing that. So I'm just going to zoom out a little bit. And of course, I'm going to have to refocus. That's fine. There's another one joined the party. There we go, just watching so I don't want sort of bums growing out of other ducks and that sort of thing. That's nice. See, it's quite a subtle picture. In one of my articles, I talk about experimentation as, you know, it's one of those things that we would all think about all the time we take pictures. And one of the things I talk about is white balance, and you don't have to shoot in your usual white balance. Now, for me, I always have the camera set at auto. I find that the way that I shoot, that works very well. The camera is accurate nearly all of the time, and then I can just tweak it in post-production. One thing you can do, and I will just try it, I would normally do this in post-production. If you want to colour cast, you can change the white balance, of course, at the time. So I'm going to go to white balance as tungsten, which should, there we go, let me just make sure that's all framed up. That gives a nice slightly blue tone to the picture, and interestingly, when you look at the previous shots, it looks very yellowy by comparison. So in this light and this early in the day, you know, what is the right, or what is the most beneficial cast? I really like that slightly. It's very subtle using the. It's very subtle using that. What I'm trying to say, using that white balance. There we go. I'm just going to change the aperture to f8, and I'm just going to just try and get another shot. I'm going to just drop the camera angle down a fraction because the birds are moving around these ducks here. Okay, oops, didn't lock the focus, so of course it's tried to focus on the distance. There we go. So locking. See, now with this shot, it is, I have to say, the birds that make it. They just fill that gap. And without them, it's a nice enough shot. However, I really, really want to get them in the frame. Now, just check I've locked the camera to manual focus so it doesn't try to refocus. There's a load of birds coming in the background. Oh, here we go. Oh, that is lovely. Perfect. There were, I don't know, let's see if I can count them quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 birds coming in from the sea. Checking the focus, the boat is lovely and sharp. That F8 just does enough to pull it in. And I've got a sequence of shots there. Trying to, again, not get overlap, not get them going across masts in the distance. Lovely. People just going by, bear with me. Always find it interesting. Some people are really chatty and others just aren't. There's a man walking his dog and with his daughter here. I think we're nearly done, you know. Morning. Now, this could well be my last shot here. I've got a small blue boat with the channel marker just beyond it. And I'm going to focus on... I think I'm going to focus on the boat for this one. I'm going to focus that, recompose. The boat is just in the bottom left-hand corner of the frame. It's just such a really nice... reflection, that's the thing. Lock the tripod up. Okay, just going to check my composition one more time. There we go. Just waiting for this person to walk by. Okay, so, I don't remember where I was up to, because I just got chatting with someone who turns out to be someone I know, lives in the same street as me, and never really spoken to him, but it was nice to just, nice to have a bit of a chat. So, one thing that became apparent as I was just showing some of the pictures on the back of the screen was, I actually prefer looking at the shots which had no white balance adjustment. At that particular moment, the cooler colour in hindsight actually looks better. Now, I'm in a position where I'm going to eke it out a little bit longer this morning, because the cloud is lifting a bit, the fog is lifting. It's getting a bit brighter. The sun might be coming through, but there's the red little boat has just turned around to be in frame. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to set the... just to give that colour the chance to come through more, I'm going to set the white balance back to my default, which is auto. I'm going to recompose, and I'm actually going to go to, well, we were F11, the light levels have got up, so not a lot of movement here, so I'm going to go to, I was on F8, I'm going to go to F11, compose on that red boat, which is sort of not quite a third into the frame. I've got the... I'm going to have to go a little bit wider, actually. This might be one of those shots where I have to frame wider so that it just gives me the option to crop in exactly how I want it, because I don't think I'm going to quite get it here. Yeah, that sun... the sun is behind a bank of cloud at the moment. There we go. Right, so lock the focus before I forget. That is giving me F11, 80th of a second with minus 0.3 exposure compensation. There's a bird coming across. Get the reflection if I can. Where's it going? No, it stopped. Okay. That's nice. I'm just going to lighten it a fraction. Go back to plus 0.3. Oh, hang on. Some birds going through the frame. That's nice. Really good, very understated, muted colours, and that's something I talk about in one of my articles, actually. So that's nice to have that. Just watching these seabeds. Morning. So I'm just going to check the focus. That's looking nice. Just making that extra, you know, adjustment in the aperture from 8 to 11 has a heck of a difference, just as it does from, say, 5.6 to 6.3. Such a tiny amount. Now then, someone else passing. Okay, so don't know that that sunrise is going to come up, but I'm going to just reframe, do another one. Morning. Morning. Oh, so that's lovely. We've got these Brent geese in the mud flats. Got a little bit of light in the sky with a bit of colour. That's nice. Perfect. One more, I think. That is really, really nice. You can just see a bit of movement on the horizon, so just going to try to recompose the shot. There we go. Okay. Lovely. Okay, check the focus on that one, and I think we're done on that. Good. Okay, so it's been a bit of a chop and start and stop recording this morning because of all these people. This is what happens when people, are walking by, dog walkers, runners, cyclists, and people that are interested in a guy stood there in the cold taking pictures first thing in the morning. So I hope that's been of interest, and you've got something out of the melee of conversations that I had to stop and start for. As ever, if you've got any questions, do let me know. I'm going to pretty much wrap it up there because looking at the time now, I've got to be heading back for getting on with my day. And so if you've got anything else you'd like to know, any questions, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. Featuring question has now been submitted, and I'll be talking you through pictures for another article in a forthcoming episode. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.